There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we got it going on now. We got some other kinds of healing. We'll do a little more political healing. I know some folks, you know, go, stop it already, and others go, I want more. Well, we'll relate the political healing to the GMO issue this hour. Also, Dr. Jack Wolfson, the paleocardiologist, is back this hour. Remember when he spoke out in Arizona on the vaccine issue and he was pilloried in the press? Even CNN tried to take him down a notch. How dare he speak ill of Fight Club? I mean Vaccine Club. And so we're going to catch up with him, see what's going on. His new book, The Paleocardiologist, is out as well. And that's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If we have time, we'll have a moment of duh and a question of the day from one of the listeners, a follow-up from yesterday, which is kind of cool. So that's going well. Super Don, I know your day's going crazily during the show right now, but I will say it's interesting. Sometimes I like to yardstick my own measurements of health, right? And today was really a cool day. I got up. I'm very stressed because there's a lot of things related to a move that's impending. But, you know, I still have to get a lot of things done. You can't slow down. Right. And I basically forgot to eat again. Just I didn't slow down enough. I had my yerba mate tea, which I love in the morning.
You pulled a Super Don.
Yeah, and then I just had water. And then at middle of the day, it's about 1:30, I'm like, okay, this will drive me crazy. I can't do any more mental work. I got to get out. So I strapped on the wraps, and you know, I did 3 rounds of boxing, did some weights, and then I went for a run. And I come back in, do some abs, you know, all that stuff. And at 2:15, I finally stopped to eat my first food of the day. Nice. And I wasn't hypoglycemic at all. I was just, okay, I should eat now. I mean, you talk about see how your body can do with this intermittent fasting concept, and you can weigh your progress based on how well you do. I had a complete workout, everything, and then I had something to eat afterwards. You know, the only one thing I will say that I did do, mid-morning, I did take 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium, the innate form that we use from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Right. That was it, you know, because I knew, look, I got nothing in my system. So it was great. Yeah. Good day. I got my exercise and I felt better.
So you had an interesting day as far as eating goes.
Mm-hmm. I did.
I really haven't eaten much today. Well, I should have, but I've been busy. It's funny. I just saw somebody over on Facebook who just got done eating some crow.
Ooh, yeah. Did you see me back down? Super Don, you've become the expert at calling out these pseudo-skeptics, and you humbled one of them tonight, because we have another piece that we did for Epic Times. We do these videos at epictimes.com, and you know, we talked about the RFK Jr. interview with Bill Maher, and Maher saying, hey, what's wrong with you liberals? You don't trust corporations, but you just say, Merck, give me all the shots you want. Give them to my kids. You know, it's like suspends credulity at that point, among many other things. And so Jerry Doyle gets some heat on his Facebook page for allowing us to speak about these things.
He does. And I'm not going to sit here. You know, it's funny because I'm behind the scenes. I'm just sitting here chuckling to myself. But honestly, I mean, it's not something to brag about. If I sat around and bragged about it all, you know, I'd be no different than the guy that I was talking to. But just suffice it to say, that one of these pseudo-skeptic guys that says that the debate is over about vaccines and it's a done deal and all that stuff, it's not that difficult to just kind of pick it apart, what they're saying, and call them on it and put them in a place where they can't defend themselves, and then suddenly they want to try and be understanding to become your friend and even agree with you.
Right, right.
Some of the things that you pointed out.
I know. You called him the word starts with the letter D. And at the end he's going, yeah, I am a D. Look at that. That was impressive. Very impressive.
It's silly. You know, they want to keep bringing the debate to something that there's no victory in that debate, and that's what they love. They just love that. They like just try and baffle you with BS and all of this scientific knowledge that they have, which really all they did was go to, you know, skeptic glee club in the treehouse with the other nerds and trade big words with each other. But when you bring it down to a level where it's like, you know what, I don't want to debate you about these things over here. I want to debate with you why you're being a douchebag. Why are you being so mean? Why are you being so disrespectful? I'm a bigger skeptic than you are. You don't even know what a skeptic is. And, you know, they can't do anything with that. Either they just shut up and they go away, or they do like this guy did, and he kind of goes, oh, well, yeah, okay, I guess you're right.
Absolutely pretty. Well, it's just so nice to see how Super Don is taking on the super bad guys, and then they want to be his friend because they know that they can't beat him. He's the master now.
You know what? Here's the thing. Yeah. Honestly, I believe in people. I just do. Okay, that's just how I'm wired. Mm-hmm. I don't think these are bad people. I think they're just really screwed up emotionally, mentally. They've got some issue where they feel the need to go out and attack people and belittle people to try and make themselves feel better.
Their behavior is bad, is what we're saying. Their behavior is bad.
I think inherently they're good people, but they're just misguided.
Well, like Ted Cruz, right? And we talked a little bit about him last hour. There's an article here about the presidential candidates all being basically lockstep on the GMO labeling issue. They're saying it's bunk, it's ridiculous, you don't need to do it. Jeb Bush says we should try not to make it harder for that kind of innovation to exist. We should celebrate it. I think this is a solution, being GMO labeling, to a problem that doesn't exist. I mean, it's nonsense. But listen to what Ted Cruz says here. And Super Don, you can respond here. People who decide that's what they want, they can pay for it already. But we shouldn't let anti-science zealotry shut down the ability to produce low-cost, quality food for billions across the globe.
That's warning! Warning! Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah, what have we found? What have we learned about Ted Cruz there?
Ted Cruz is a true believer. He is getting his bullet points from the likes of Paul Offit and Gorski and Steve Novella and all those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certain terminology. When somebody uses it, you know, just right off the bat. If somebody calls you an anti-science zealot, you know right then and there you're dealing with somebody who's not operating on a truly honest, you know, and genuine, meaningful level. You know, he's got a script.
That's the thing about Ted Cruz. We like him on some things, and then I have the sense that no, he's not all there. He's married to a CFR lackey wife, or did I say that? I'm probably the feminist are not going to like me for saying that. His wife is a CFR lackey. That's what I meant. Okay, she works for the Council on Foreign Relations.
Hearing him say anti-science zealot, he's gone for me.
Yeah.
It's over.
No, he's done. He showed his intellectual vacuousness or shallowness. The pool is very shallow there in this regard, even though he can speak a good conservative game in some areas or realms. But on the GMO labeling issue, heck, we want to see him banned because, look, the WHO has now acknowledged that it's a probable carcinogen, right? He's like the glyphosate. And so has he not read that? No. He's got his talking points coming from elsewhere. So we call him out on that. Now, I want to follow up on a question of the day yesterday that we got while we were on the air. Shelly, her son, Jake, and he's the youngest super fan. We got him a trophy and everything. He was suffering with a strep throat infection, and she asked for some help because she'd given him an ibuprofen. And I said, no, we don't have to do that. I said, the white willow bark is what we use for our kids whenever they had pain, headache, or throat, you know, anything like that where they want some kind of relief. And it worked. She wrote back. He says, he's feeling better today. Thanks so much for your knowledge and help. I haven't given any more ibuprofen, just the white willow bark along with what I was doing already. She was doing silver and other things to support supplementally, and his fever is gone, and he was in a tree when I got home from taking his brother to school. No, he
That's
was
always
not,
a good sign when they're in a tree. Yeah.
No, he was not eating the bark. No, it wasn't a white willow tree. But he'd be okay if he did, but no, that's not what he was doing.
Good. We're glad he's feeling better.
Yeah, his throat feels better, too. And she said, I didn't have a clue what else to do for the pain, so, again, we were able to help her out, which is great. She also said everyone else in his school is on antibiotics for the strep throat going around. Look at her. She did with her son, Jake, no antibiotics. The silver knocked it out. The minerals, the supplements knocked it out. So there you go. What can I say? It's not me. It's, you know, all of creation and tapping into what will actually work. And if you want to learn more about it, go to unlockthepowertoheal.com. You can download the e-version there or go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble online and get Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSB, and you'll be good to go. Let's see. What else we got? We got the Wilson. He's coming up. I think maybe we could squeeze the moment of duh in about protecting aging brain health later in the show. I'd like to get to it. I think it's worthwhile to discuss.
Yeah. Well, it's always good, but I tell you what, Jack Wolfson. I mean, what a guy. What a guy. Mm-hmm. We finally got him on, and it'd be cool just to find out what's going on with Jack Wolfson now.
Right. I remember all the attacks that happened to him after he came out, and I don't think he was expecting it, but the funny thing is that when we had him on, he's like, no, I'm not backing down. I'm doubling down, you know?
He's and smart. So he was playing it smart. Yeah.
Yeah. You remember the what CNN had said about him at that point? I mean, they were going after him pretty hard.
Oh, they were. They had the reporter chasing him down in his own parking lot and going after him. I think we've actually got some audio for the.
Let's give a listen.
Back at Dr. Wolfson's office, the parking lot is full. His office tells us the schedule is packed with patients searching for their doctor's wise medical advice.
Oh, yeah, wise. Yeah, I know. You can hear the snarkiness in there. Right? Right? One more clip here before we go to break. Let me hear it.
Back at Dr. Wolfson's office, the parking lot is full.
Oh, it's the same clip twice. No problem. But, yeah, it was basically they were, you know, he was like, I'm done with you guys. You guys are taking my words out of context, trying to do things. And he's like, I'm not talking to you. Now, we got him on then, and we're going to have him on next. He's got a new book out, The Paleo Cardiologist, and we've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. A lot of great information there, I can tell already, based on his knowledge base. And go ahead and get that book. But we're going to talk to him about it and a whole lot of other things. If you'd like to call in, do so now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, streaming live through our syndicator GCN, GCNlive.com, and naturalnewsradio.com as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we were speaking to GMOs briefly last segment. I want to let you know, Super Don did it. We got him. Gary Hooser is going to be on the show tomorrow. If you don't remember Gary, he's the guy that went all the way from Kauai in Hawaii all the way to Basel in Switzerland and spoke at the Syngenta shareholders meeting about all the poisoning that they're doing in Hawaii and the suit against the people and the counties there. We got him. It's going to be a great interview. Stick around for that. Of course, Healing Revolution Friday. Right now, we got a revolutionary guy as well, a paleo guy too, Dr. Jack Wolfson. The paleo cardiologist, he's back, and if you remember, we had him on during the controversy of him speaking out about the vaccine issue, the measles issue, and then he was attacked on CNN and all of that. But he, when he came on our show, he didn't back down. I said, "Are you going to apologize, right?" He said, "No, I'm doubling down, basically." And he stood his ground because he's principled. He knows what's going on in that regard on a lot of topics, immunology included, although especially his cardiology. And we've got him, his new book, The Paleo Cardiologist. He's here. Dr. Jack Wolfson, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's great to speak with you, very excited to talk about my book and whatever else we want to talk about. There's a lot of pressing issues at hand to be discussed.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, you're going to be speaking for the Dead Chiropractic Society's meeting May 13th at 8 p.m., and I've got it linked up in the show notes. Just click if you'd like to be there in Newport Beach, California. Also, The Paleo Cardiologist, The Natural Way to Heart Health, his book is linked up as well. Now, in terms of your book here, one of the first cardiologists I ever interviewed on this program, you may know him, Dr. Stephen Sinatra.
Yes, of course, I've met him on a few different occasions, and he is obviously one of the founding fathers, because guys like him came along, they paved the road for younger fellows, like me, to really get into this. And he's got some excellent books that are 20 years old that really speak, right to the point of where things are at. I think that my book is a little bit different in the sense that I think it's really not even about heart health. It's about total body health. And if you follow the recommendations in the book, I think you're going to achieve the best results. But, you know, there's some good cardiologists that went natural, you know, years ago. And Julian Whitaker, you know, would fall in that category. And like I said, these guys were talking about the natural approach, you know, when I was still in high school. So, you know, kudos to them.
Yeah, well, you know how radical it was to say cholesterol isn't the cause of heart disease 20 years ago or more. I mean, you'd be strung up, much like they attempted to do to you and probably are still attacking you simply for speaking out on the issue of vaccines and the fact that there are much better ways to strengthen immunity and prevent disease, and in fact that vaccines may be contributing to disease. That is a shocker that violates the Church of Pharmaceutical Vaccine Mysticism, their tenets, their dogma, which we do here regularly, unapologetically, by the way, which you are as well, which I appreciate so much. So the paleocardiologist, the natural way to heart health, is more than just about heart health. I guess it's about a total way of life.
Well, you know, when you follow basically to let the body be healthy, let the body heal itself. When you take away the pollutants, contaminants that are found in the environment and that are found in the food supply, you take away those contaminants, the body can heal itself. And vaccines, for example, contain aluminum and mercury and other, obviously, toxic chemicals. And those, you know, aluminum and mercury are associated with cardiovascular disease risk for multiple different reasons. I mean, it's because we're injecting billions and billions, billions of billions of particles, numbers we can't even comprehend of aluminum particles or mercury particles are being injected into the body, and they gum up the system. They stop enzyme function. They interfere with calcium, potassium, magnesium, three elements that are critical for body function and certainly for heart function, cardiovascular function. How can we possibly think that injecting billions and billions of these aluminum mercury atoms, how it's not going to affect the body adversely? It makes no sense how the common physician does not understand this and grasp the consequences of what we're talking about. Formaldehyde in vaccines, we know that for example, formaldehyde decreases HDL function. Well, HDL is often thought of as the protective cholesterol, and it is. It's like the garbage and disposal system that picks up cholesterol from around the body for disposal in the liver, and formaldehyde affects that. And then of course, you know, autoimmune heart conditions. One of my mentors, Dr. Mark Houston in Nashville, Tennessee, one of the things he postulated was that the body has three finite responses to an infinite number of insults.
Right.
Et cetera. Well, the three responses.
Well, hold on those three responses. We got to come back after this break. We've got more with Dr. Jack Wolfson, the paleocardiologist, his new book. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Highly recommend it. But we got lots more to talk about when we come back after this break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with nauseous constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, if you missed the show, you got lots of opportunities to listen to the archives through GCN or Syndicator, Natural News Radio, iTunes, Epic Times, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and the show notes, we link them up as well. Our guest now, Dr. Jack Wolfson, will be appearing on the 13th of May. That's, I believe, next Wednesday at the Dead Chiropractic Society meeting at 8 o'clock. If you're interested, you got to get tickets. We have the link. You can get them before anybody else. They are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The 15th, which is a Friday, Ty Bollinger and I will be in Naples, Florida with Sayer G from Green Med Info at Food and Thought. And the following week, 20th through the 24th, I'll be at Autism One, the conference in Chicago, autismone.org. And I'll be talking about gut recovery protocols for kids and adults alike and more. So stick around for that. Dr. Jack Wolfson with us. And Dr. Wolfson, as I said, your book, Paleo Cardiologist, doing some great things out there. And I can't wait to go fully through the book as well and learn from the things that you've learned as well. A lot of it is so in alignment with what we've been doing for years.
The first chapter is entitled Cholesterol is King, and it really just kind of sets the foundation for the rest of the book, because I want people to realize how important cholesterol is, that cholesterol is necessary for the function of every single cell in our body. It makes up the cell membrane of every cell in our body. It's all of our hormones, all of our sex hormones. It's for digestion. It's vitamin D. And once people understand the values of cholesterol, then it should, question really what all the cardiologists and all the medical doctors in the country are trying to do by vilifying cholesterol. Once you get that concept that it's so important, then I think you open up your eyes to say, wow, what else do I need to know to really truly prevent cardiovascular disease? And, and that's where we start off in the book. But I did want to go back to that, to the three, responses real quick.
Yes.
Inflammation, oxidation, and autoimmune. Is that, the body attacks itself. Why does the body attack itself? It's because either poor nutrition or chemicals causes the body to stimulate that immune response, that autoimmune. And the same thing can happen in the case of the heart. And if you say, well, some of the chemicals in vaccines, some of the abnormal proteins that are in vaccines, the abnormal DNA, it sets up the immune response, and then the body starts to attack things such as heart or thyroid or pancreas, you name it. Can be affected there. But, so we start off with cholesterol is king, and then we really the book only has two chapters on paleo nutrition and the evidence, from our ancestors that paleo is the way to go. I do a little bit of vegan bashing in my book, if you will, although I've got some good friends that are vegans. They just happen to be unhealthy, and they happen to be wrong about its health benefits.
Oh, man, you just stepped in it because, when I do shows, about paleo, veganism, my thing, I'm very practical about it, and I think you are really behind this, is like if you're doing well, if you're feeling great, you're healthy, you're vital, hey, no worries if you're doing good on a vegetarian diet. But if you're not, you might want to consider looking at things again. But, of course, this becomes, a bigger, hotter button issue than even the vaccine issue, because people have their diet beliefs and they follow them like, a religious dogma. And if somebody says maybe not be the best thing, they take it very personally.
Well, I will say this about, I agree with every word you said, but, sometimes it's only after it's too late that people realize the problems with veganism. Once their body burns out of all the essential fats and minerals and nutrients that are necessary, then eventually they crash. That's number one. But one mistake about paleo, Dr. Oz was notorious for doing this, where he goes paleo for a day and he eats, bacon and eggs for breakfast, and for lunch, he has, a pork, with a side of more bacon, and for dinner he has a steak, wrapped in more bacon. And that's not really what the essence of paleo is. Paleo, in the foundation, in my book, I have a paleo pyramid, and my paleo pyramid, the foundation is vegetables. So I do a greens drink every morning for breakfast. For lunch, I have a salad. For dinner, I have vegetables. And I sprinkle in meat and seafood throughout the week. And I do that like every society in the history of the world, every population in the history of the world was a meat and or seafood eater. All animals either eat meat and or insects. There's even plants that eat insects. So,
In fact, the carnivora plant, the Venus flytrap, is known to help people overcome cancer because of what it does with certain proteins and how it breaks them down with these enzymes. And I find it, again, fascinating to talk about this. And I don't have a dogmatic dog in the fight, so to speak, on any side, except I want people to eat clean. Whatever they choose, it's got to be clean. If it's not quote-unquote certified organic, you got to know how it's grown, that it's not loaded with garbage. But you think about our Paleolithic ancestors, they didn't take down a mastodon every day like they could have it in the drive-through today. And so your point is very important to make. It's not like you're eating bacon and steak for every meal. That's a bastardization of the concept of paleo. That's people that just want to eat big animals all the time.
Right, right. Although, listen, you know, some societies eat tons of meat, and they enjoy, you know, very good health. People often point to the Chinese and to the Japanese and longevity, and they eat tons of pork and beef products. But I do say that in my book, actually, at the end of one of my chapters on nutrition, where I say exactly what you just said, is that whatever you do, do it organically, do it clean, make sure that you know, you chew your food, you take the time to enjoy your meal, you do it with a company of friends, you know, kind of those classic things that everybody needs to do, whatever diet they're following. Because obviously, you know, there's different types of vegan diets. You know, vegan could be more strewn towards fruits and vegetables, which would be a positive side, although fruits can be very high in sugar. Or it could be, you know, towards the heavy grain side, which I think is definitely deleterious. So, but do it all organically, like you said. Do it clean, do it consciously, and that's the best thing.
Yeah, and pay attention to subtle shifts in your body that could be harbingers of things to come that get worse as you ignore them. And I think that's the point. But we live in a culture, Dr. Wilson, that has taught us allopathically, Western medicine style, that every symptom is something to be destroyed or suppressed or eliminated, including by poisoning the body, or especially by, with these FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. And so we've learned over now generations that symptoms are not our friend. They're not a communication tool, but they're something to just, you know, just, they're pesky, they're annoying, get rid of them at all costs, even if it's a very dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, certainly take the case of, you know, fever, for example, and fever reducers. I mean, fever is a classic thing where your body is just ramped up, fighting off infection. The immune system is ready and raring to go. And what do most parents do? What do most people do? They run for the acetaminophen, the Tylenol, you know, as a fever reducer. And that just causes liver damage and impedes actual healing of the body. And, you know, once again, what I do with all my in-depth testing is that we look for the cause. If someone has got a lot of extensive LDL particles or damaged LDL particles or evidence of inflammation, oxidation, autoimmune, you don't try and suppress that with pharmaceutical poisoning. Just like you said, you go after the cause. And you go after the cause of why someone has abnormal lipids or someone has inflammation. And if you get to the cause, you will have the cure, plain and simple. The drugs, if they have any benefit, it is a very small number. And it's not about 7% versus 8% chance of having a heart attack. We want to be close to 0%.
Yeah, exactly. I was able to do a pretty cool seminar over in England when the Dead Chiropractic Society was going on this year, and I missed it, but we'll be together next year. Dr. Wilson will also be speaking. And I was with Dr. Jonathan Wright. And he had an interesting thing to say. He said it on this radio show as well, you know, that one of the advantages women have in terms of longevity is that there's some level of blood loss every month. That a lot of the vascular issues that he's seen in his career has to do with physics and the movement of eddies and currents within the cardiovascular system when the blood is a little too thick, more than it should be, for instance. And, you know, losing some blood every once in a while may be advantageous, interesting. I don't know if you've heard him speak on that or looked into that at all, but I thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, well, I am familiar with Dr. Wright, and certainly one of the first books I read when I was going natural was a book by him called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You, which was just a major epiphany in the mind of a medical doctor like myself. To say, wait a second, stomach acid is good for you? There's actually a reason for stomach acid? God, the creator, evolution, whatever, gave us stomach acid for a reason? Wow, that makes sense. I think another thing too is that you know, by men you know, and women maybe experiencing trauma also in paleo days, there will be more exposure to bleeding. And one of the things there too is that it helps with iron overload. And iron is a metal. It can be pro-inflammatory. I never recommend iron supplementation to anybody except for you know, a woman who is actively menstruating. I prefer to see her get it through, of course, eating vegetables and by eating animal products. But that kind of bloodletting, if you will, or you know, bleeding may be beneficial from that standpoint.
But, yeah, I found that fascinating. I always, you know, listen, there are innovators. There are people that have come to this planet and at this time to help, you know, shine a light in places where the darkness has been for a long time. And, you know, it doesn't, any more than I claim to have all the answers to anything. It's just like I identify these folks and I try to bring them on, and I'm fascinated by some of these discoveries, and we get to talk about them, and you get to write about them from your clinical perspective as well, and the paleocardiologist, and Dr. Jack Wolfson. We've got his book linked up in the show notes as well. We always love talking about cholesterol, because I think we'll look back one day on modern medicine and cardiology in particular and say it was beyond an absolute disaster what they've done by vilifying this vital precursor to the endocrine system, the hormones that keep you vital, young, and functioning on so many levels, including cognitive level.
Yeah, I mean, when I give lectures, one of the first questions I like to ask to the group of people is that if I say cholesterol, what do you think? And automatically they think, because I ask them around the room, what's the first thing that came to your mind? And someone says heart attack, and the next person says plaque, and the next one says bad or sticky, gooey, you know. And no one equates cholesterol with something that's good. And yet if you ask people 50 years ago that were in science and they know, every one of them would say, well, it's beneficial for this and for this and for this.
Mm-hmm.
But the media has done such a good job, and the pharmaceutical companies have done such a good job of pulling the wool over our eyes and making us think that this is a problem with this bad cholesterol and the good cholesterol stuff. It's just cholesterol. It's LDL and it's HDL particles that just do their thing that they do in every single animal species.
Yes. Well, Dr. Wolfson, keep sticking your thumb in the eye of established science, because we know, as we've learned in our careers, as you've learned in yours, that a lot of the things that are taken as gospel in modern medicine eventually no longer the gospel. In fact, it's been harmful. So I appreciate all the work you're doing. I'll go out and see him at the Dead Chiropractic Society event coming up. And Dr. Wolfson, we look forward to having you back on soon.
Great to talk to you anytime. Thank you.
All right, stick with us. We got a Major League Moment of Dove, protecting your brain health, after this break and more.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Attention question. Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are we getting the hang of this thing, this video thing? I know we got the audio pretty much down usually, but the video thing over at Epic Times, Super Don, I think we got three videos out this week, at Epic Times, thanks to Jerry Doyle.
Yeah, we did. We got cranked three of them out, and they're kind of creating a stir.
They're stirring the pudding, as we like to say in the South. The latest one, we've got a little video commentary on shocking revelation from British Medical Journal editor. Most of what is published in journals is just plain wrong or nonsense. You know, our friends in the pseudo-skeptic world are not going to like what we have to say about that. But they're going to have to deal with it.
That's just nonsense from that quack Robert Scott Bell.
No, it's not me. It's Richard Smith, the editor of the British Medical Journal for More Debt.
He's a quack. He's a crank.
Dr. Marcia Angel from JAMA Journal, too?
Yeah, quack.
Okay. All right. Well, I give up. go check it out. Sneak preview it and spread it around for us, if you will, and tell your friends the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here on robertscottbell.com and, of course, GCN, our syndicator. And, we got to be out and about. The International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, that's toward the end of June, I think June 24th or 27th, in Nashville, Tennessee. It's not just me. It's TMB. It's Dr. Frank King will be with us. And Paul Baratiero from the Echo Water, the hydrogen. We're going to have a good time. But in order to get there, we've got to keep our brains clear, not so cloudy. We talked a little bit of brain health with Dr. Jack Wolfson. And we always like it when there's new science to support what's known as the obvious, because it's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moments of Duh. Well, there's moments of them. Brought to you by fruits and vegetables. Hopefully organic, but they don't mention it. That claim that if you actually eat a little bit healthier, you may be shielding your brain from aging too early. They said that. Eating better. Super Don, you don't think so?
How could that be?
This is science. Eating healthier. Yeah.
What a bunch of quackery.
No, but it was published in the journal Neurology. Come on, that's not good enough for you?
You got to read the study. It says here that they didn't necessarily find a link between healthy eating and protecting your brain, that perhaps maybe people who eat healthy also happen to do things like exercise, so it might be that instead.
But it says healthy eating habits lead to lower risk of dementia. You're telling me it's not true.
Hey, listen, correlation is not causation.
Oh, good Lord. You're starting to annoy me. You're getting so good at the skeptic thing. But that's it. Healthy eating. Remember, higher cholesterol levels lead to longevity and better cognition, lower risk of dementia. We've covered this for years. So when people say, oh, I'm worried, my doctor says I got high cholesterol. Of course, Bill Clinton goes vegan. I don't know if he's still vegan. But in terms of higher cholesterol, congratulations, you can live longer, and you're likely not to get Alzheimer's or dementia. So there you go. Now, if we want people to eat well and do the right thing, is it better to dangle a carrot in front of them or beat them with a stick? That is the question, and it's coming through the Washington University School of Medicine. Wash U, I think, is in St. Louis, if it's that Wash U, in Egghead Research University. That's right, the St. Louis one, Dr. Jan Kubinek. She says the stick really is better than the carrot when it comes to motivating people. I'm gonna agree with this only if the stick is made of butter. That's just my opinion. a stick of butter is going to work better than a stick, but they didn't look into that. You think so? Not a frozen one. Soft one. Nice soft stick of butter.
Interesting. I mean, it's just, you have to love this article because a lot of the older generation would read this article and go, see? Mm-hmm. See? Told you. Mm-hmm. Told you.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. Right. Now, again, there's obviously, we've stepped into a lot of controversies today. One of them would be to say corporal punishment is definitely bad or it's definitely good. We're of the opinion that you're the parent, it's your kid, as long as you're not beating them to a pulp. It's your kid. We might argue, hey, maybe a little less of that violence would be good, but I'm not here to judge and say, there's never a time. Sometimes you've got to learn the hard way not to walk out in front of traffic. You need to remember that. And some would say, well, we can teach you without doing that. I am not so presumptuous that I would say that, even if I am not a promotion of violence kind of guy. Once you're a parent, all bets are off. The rules you thought, the things you thought you were going to do, it changes. It's different for everybody. You found that to be the case too, right?
I did. I mean, I raised five kids. I mean,
dude, I bow down to you. I ask you for advice. You know that.
it's actually very interesting psychology that makes sense that kids, and actually humans in general, are going to react to a punishment more than they are to a reward. Because, it's like, well, if you do this, Johnny, you get a quarter. Well, I didn't have the quarter to begin with. I'm not really losing anything. But a swat on the butt? Yeah, that's a little bit different.
Right. All right. There's Super Don's advocating violence against children. You heard it.
Hey.
No, just teasing. Listen, look, you're the parent. We respect and trust you enough to do what is right by your kids. But, again, we're not nanny staters. Hey, the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're just getting warmed up. We got to go. Hey, Healing Revolution tomorrow. We got great stuff. Stick with us. Tell your friends. This is the place where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.